Actually, the public reaction is excellent because the whole NIMBY effect doesn't occur. The thing where you like wind energy as a principle, you like this big mill turning around and producing clean electricity, but you just don't want it in your backyard. You don't want the noise, you don't want the flickering effect of the sun shining through, you don't want birds to fly into this, and you certainly don't want to see it. Now, if the wind turbines are offshore, and far enough offshore, that problem just doesn't exist.
One of the concerns is that the windmills will be an eyesore. Can you see them from shore, and does it disrupt the seascape for either folks on the beach or boaters?
Well, that just depends. The two smallish wind parks that they are in front of the coast of the Netherlands are pretty far off. You can just see the tips of the blades, so that isn't really much of a disturbance. The two gigantic wind parks off the coast of Denmark are actually a touristic attraction. People go to see them.
What kind of problems are they for marine animals and seabirds when they're offshore?
This has been tested by scientists in Denmark, and they counted 1.2 million birds passing through, and not one was hit. The birds just see the turbines. That's just not a problem.
What kind of problem do they pose for ship navigation?
Until now, and I've checked this with the Marine Research Institute, that's a maritime research institute here in the Netherlands, there haven't been any accidents yet. And that's mainly because wind parks are typically built on sandbanks where there can't be any traffic. However, if they would be built in seagoing routes and a ship would bang into it, you have a possible disaster on hands because the turbine will collapse, hopefully not onto the ship, but if it does fall onto the ship, that could be possibly disastrous. So the suggestion of the scientist at Marin that I called was don't build any windmills in, for instance, the North Sea, which is just too busy.
How do they get the power from the windmills offshore to shore? You have to have some kind of cable, I assume.
And that's a problem, because the further wind parks are offshore, the more expensive it's going to be to get that power onshore. And with rising prices for copper, that really is a problem. The cable could ultimately be more expensive than the park itself. Offshore wind parks are definitely much, much more expensive than onshore wind parks. That is a fact. But they are a political solution. People who don't want onshore parks for the reasons I named, unsightly things, noisy things, that is just solved, that problem, if you have an offshore wind park. So, yes, they are costly, and maybe too costly, but it's a political choice to have them built.